running your own business. You already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Well, good morning, State of Jefferson. It is yet another Sunday here in Great Redding, California, and getting ourselves a little bit of that nice October weather. The air's cooled off a little bit, a little bit windy. Still no rain clouds yet. Would like to see those coming in, but they have not yet really made their appearance. But it is definitely nicer to have the lower temperatures, and I hope it's a nice and cool day where you guys are and you're getting that first touch of fall and thinking about breaking out the sweatshirts and putting the soup on the stove and all of the good fun things that come with this time of year. It's my favorite time of the year. It's, you know, harvest is always a special time of the year for a lot of us. So, good morning to everybody, and hope you guys have come through yet another week. And no, we have here. So, some pretty good news going on with the State of Jefferson. A couple of things I can talk about, a couple of things I can't talk about, but are excited about just the same. For those of you that haven't heard yet, I hope you've heard by now that Trinity County is in as a direct declaration of the people, despite the Board of Supervisors voting against the will of the people to not support Jefferson. They are going forward with the declaration of the people. They have enough signatures to do so. And Colusa County will now be joining that, method of becoming part of the process. They as well, through votes in the city of Colusa and the city of Williams, were able to get enough signatures and on the declarations to amount to 51% of the voters in the last gubernatorial election. And that declaration will be moving along with the Trinity Declaration. We understand there's a couple other things that are very close to completion. Like I said, I can't talk about right now. But very excited and looking very forward to it. And, you know, we always said we needed to get to that magic 12. Well, we're at 11 and we're very close. And we think by the time this is ready to roll into Sacramento for legislation February, we're going to be well above our magic number. So we also have other counties that are just now starting to engage and look at what we're doing and understand what we're doing and look at the process and understand that it's vital to their needs and interests to look at the same thing. Amador and Calaveras County are asking to hear presentations, asking to understand the process and what we're going through, because they're suffering under the same things that we are up here farther in the North State. And understanding and starting to understand the picture that they need representation as well. That the only way to preserve their way of life, to be able to stay and live as they desire, is to restore the representation that will be afforded to them so that they can continue to do that. One of the other things that I want to get into a little bit later today is the representation itself. we need to start looking at having effective representation on top of the amount of representation that we have. I think some of us up here have grown a little anathema, a little jaded to really even paying attention to who gets elected, because in a lot of ways it doesn't matter. You know, for the longest time here in Northern California, it doesn't matter who we elect. So there's been a general willingness just to elect the status quo or elect the guy that everybody thinks we should go for. But that needs a radical shift in thinking. That needs a radical change in what we're doing. And we need to start bringing forth people that care about where they live, that want to restore and protect where they live, that want to protect the citizens of where they live, that are willing to do the things that are necessary to do that, whether it's unpopular in Sacramento or in Washington or wherever it may be, or unpopular in the media, or people may say bad things about you. But that's something that I'm gonna dive into here a little bit later. You got me all solo today, just the bear. The mouse is out at Hawes Ranch for the Civil War reenactments. It is, Yankees and Confederate season again, once again out there. If you've never been to a Civil War show, this would be a good one to go to out at Hawes Farm. Great reenactment. People put a lot of time and a lot of effort into the detail and the precision that goes into it. It's something to see. It's something to expose your kids to and give them a little historical perspective and some of the things of where this country comes from and why. And that's something that, if you listen to the show, you know that I hammer on pretty regularly is understanding our country and the basic fundamentals and tenets of why we're here, why we need to be here, what we're about, and why it's so important, and why we have, in a way, failed at the gates because we've been willing to surrender small things. We've been willing to engage in debate about the surrendering of small bits of our freedom, of small bits of our liberty. And that's only the beginning, and we're starting to see the erosion now because we've been willing to surrender the small things, because we've been willing to negotiate. And it is rapidly becoming more clear every day. We can no longer continue to do this. We can no longer continue to act out of good faith with these people, because the desire is to destroy us. The desire is to break down and remove who we are, to take us off of the playing board so that they can continue with their agenda. And their agenda is control and destruction of this country. And this is one of the reasons that the state of Jefferson is so vital in so many different reasons. Because not only will we be able to restore our representation here in the North State and start to rebuild our economy and start to act in ways that protect our people and help our people grow and strengthen our people, but what we're doing here will send shockwaves throughout our entire nation, and it will change the game. It will change the template in 30 different states. It will change the face of this country, what we're accomplishing here, and it will start to turn the tide. The state of Jefferson is the tip of the spear. It is the beachhead of where we start to take this thing back. And it's vital that you understand that, and vital that you understand that this is not just some pity party or some small minority group of people that are, you know, dissatisfied because they don't like a certain kind of people or whatever other bigoted nonsense somebody's going to throw at you. It has nothing to do with it. It has everything to do with taking back our country and restoring it and preserving the future for our children. It's ensuring the safety of our people. It's ensuring our continued ability to exist as who we are, because we are under attack. We absolutely 100% are engaged in a war, whether that's political or ideological or however you look at it. Anyone that's paying attention to what's going on in this country, you cannot make the argument that we are not engaged in a war, and we need to start thinking about it and acting about it in that manner. I'm not talking about violence or shooting anybody or anything like that. That's the enemy's thinking. That's what they're doing. They're the ones that are shooting. They're the ones that are killing and are massacring. But I am talking about a massive awakening that I believe is starting to occur in this country, and it has to occur in this country, and a tidal wave to retake what we're doing. You know, a few months ago I wrote an article that said State of Jefferson is occupied territory in the Shasta Lantern. If you haven't read that article, I would advise you to go look it up. Jefferson is occupied territory, and in it I lay out the guidelines of what constitutes an occupied territory and an occupied people. And we absolutely meet that criteria under Sacramento. And they have been busily waging economic and cultural warfare against us. If you go read the article, I think you would find it very hard to argue with my case that we are engaged with in a war, an economic and a cultural war, with our own government and our own representatives. And we need to start thinking and behaving that way. We need to stop negotiating. We need to stop pandering. We need to stand and do the right thing, the hard thing. And we'll be getting into some more of that on the other side here. We got to get into our first break. If you got any questions or comments, you can call in to 530-605-4567, or we are in the chat room at kcnr.com.
The only restaurant where you can enjoy your favorite cuisine on the river. Now with our new menu additions, including classics like sweet potato fries, U202 burger, fish and chips, and the old hatch cover favorite Mai Mai Almondine. Also new, 6 unique flatbread pizzas with toppings from beer braised chicken, spicy Italian sausage, to seared wild mushrooms. Try their smoked steelhead Benedict or the Cali Benedict with avocado and roasted tomato. And on Sunday, enjoy Linda Bott and her jazz ensemble along with bottomless mimosas and half-off bottles of wine all day. Happy Hour is every Monday through Thursday with drink and appetizer discounts. Friday nights are rocking with live music from 6 to 9. View 202 serves only the freshest local ingredients. Executive Chef Dustin, along with his staff, are passionate about their guests having an exceptional culinary experience. View 202-226-8439. That's 226-8439.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. Centrally located in Memphis, Tennessee, GI Pathology delivers results to its nationwide client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to gipath.com for more information.
Did you know that Article 4, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution lays out the framework for the state of Jefferson's plan to split California? A state can be formed from the land within another state if the state legislature and Congress approve it with a simple majority vote. 51% is all it takes. Your vote doesn't count in Northern California. California is broken, and the time has come for 51. Please visit soj51.net. And donate now to show your support.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460, your community talk radio station. On Monday, Linda's back, and we welcome James Masada and Rhonda Ball of Enjoy the Magazine. Let's find out what's going on in the North State, all the great things that are happening. We also want to talk about what happened up in Oregon in the shooting. What's the aftermath of this massacre? This and much more on Monday, right here at Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to the stuff to the Jefferson State of Mind. We're going to be talking about some things here today, and hopefully imparting just how vital the fight for the state of Jefferson is, and you know, hope that people are understanding and grasping the larger picture that's going on here, and going to dive into a little bit more about what I'm talking about and some of the things that are going on and been happening this last week. But first, we got ourselves a caller, Kelly in Redding. Are you there?
I am.
How's it going this morning, sir?
Fantastic, thank you.
You had a question or a comment?
Yeah, with respect to the subject matter here this morning, the state of Jefferson, you're right on cue there. I just wanted to advise the recommend to the listeners that they read the book Battlefield America by John Whitefield. It's currently in Barnes & Noble. And excellent book, all about the war against Americans and what our government's doing to try and strip us of our constitutional rights, left, right, and center. It's a very, very scary book. I'm a college-educated man, worked 30 years for the government, and what's happening to us is just absolutely scary. So thank you very much.
Well, thank you for the comment, and be sure to check out that book. Are you still there?
Yes.
Yeah, can you give us the name of the book one more time?
Battlefield America, and it's by John Whitefield.
Well, definitely have to take a look at that. I appreciate it. And you are absolutely right in the fact that we're engaged in an active war for this country and for the soul of this country and what it's looking like, because you know, when our president said that he wanted to fundamentally transform America, he was not lying about it, and he has been very busy at it. And we are, up until this point, we've been losing, and I do believe that people are starting to wake up and the tide is starting to rise and turn, but I'm tired of us taking our lumps. It's time to give some back the other direction, I think.
Now, this book makes it very clear how our elected representatives, in concert with corporate America, are selling this country down the river and stripping us of our constitutional rights.
You know, I agree with a lot of that. You know, sometimes I feel trapped between the corporatists that are working with the corporations in America, which would make them fascists, and the statists that are attempting to hand everything and every power over to the state, which is communism. So I kind of feel stuck in the middle and kind of sitting here going, none of the above. So I do got to move on to another caller. I do appreciate the call, and I will take a look at that book. Thank you.
Hey, thank you, and God bless you.
Thank you. We've got Gary from Redding. Are you there?
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, Gary. How's it going?
Fine. First of all, yesterday I saw your sidekick be shot a couple times out at Hawes Farm, the reenactment. Well, we walked among the participants before the battle started, et cetera, and had some good conversations, many of whom were not from Shasta County, but were participating in these reenactments. Last Thursday and Friday, a lot of sixth, seventh, eighth grade, I guess, maybe lower, students came out to be educated. And one, I think, the person didn't know the school, but one liberal teacher forbid her students to go up to the Confederate side because they were flying the Confederate flag. And so we have a fine example of what George Orwell said in 1984 of rewriting history. So, as you know, that the liberal mind and you parents have no clue of what's happening in the schools and how your kids are being indoctrinated and how history is being rewritten in the liberal mind. Damn. Number two, I want to compliment you on the newspaper, The Lantern. I think as far as information, etc., it is probably your best, and people ought to read it. One as far as the article is the California. Is it the land of opportunity or land of prosperity? People ought to take a look and read it and find out that Northern California, contrary to the politicians, is not poverty flats, but there are poverty flats in Southern California, and we, I think, are financing it. And there are other articles that you had, the San Bernardino debacle. I've given it a couple copies to City of Reading employees, and I said, you better read it. I said, it's coming to a neighborhood near you.
Yes,
and
yes.
I thought that was very informative. And lastly, I'm presently reading Thomas Sowell's book, Intellectuals and Societies. And it's like a physics textbook. It's slow reading, and it has about 40 pages of annotation. But it is so interesting, and people, maybe you've read it already, because much of what you said is in this book as far as the intellectual mind and what the intelligentsia is trying to tell us and how they're trying to control us, etc. And reading these things, what Sowell said, is people, our city council fits right into it, lock, stock, and barrel. So, anyway, that's your comments.
Well, I appreciate it very much, Gary, and again, you're dead on, and I think, you know, it kind of breaks down into several categories here. There are the people that are actively attempting to destroy, transform, and subvert our country, and then there's the useful idiots. And I think a lot of our local offices and our local elected officials fall into that category. I don't know how many of them are actively aware or attempting to destroy America, but their actions and their unwillingness to look at the truth or investigate or do their job is definitely enabling that, and they are part of the useful idiots, because not understanding what they're doing is just as bad as actively doing it.
I agree with you, and I would put one more challenge to grandparents, one, and your parents that are not doing anything regarding the state of Jefferson, and I mention that because it is in our own neighborhood. If you're not, then I challenge you inactive people to look at your grandkids or your children and say, I'm handing you an America that was far worse than what I grew up in, and I'm screwing you over because I'm too lazy. I challenge you to tell your grandchildren and children that, because that's exactly what is happening if you're not doing something regarding the state of Jefferson and our own independence and liberty in Northern California.
That's absolutely right, Gary. And
so, thank you very much for your great work, and Kayla's also.
All right. Thank you very much. And, you know, Gary's got that dead right, because if we continue along the path that we're on now, we're going to be handing our children and our grandchildren a country that is unrecognizable, that is nothing like what was left to us and nothing that was handed to us. And we do have to stand up because we are, as I was saying, engaged in a war. And they're hitting us on every front. As Gary said, they're hitting us in our schools. They're hitting us at our jobs. They're hitting us at our homes. They're hitting us anywhere and everywhere that they can to cause us harm and to push us out and destroy our effectiveness and our ability to stop what they're doing. And it has to stop. And I'm not trying to be all doom and gloom. I am encouraged some of the things that I see going on. The state of Jefferson is massive. It's seismic in what's happening. You have 11 counties that have stood up and said no more. And we're going to get into that again a little bit more, but we have to do get into our bottom of the hour break, and we'll be right back. Again, you can hop into the chat room at 1460 AM at KCNR1460.com, or you can give us a call at 530-605-4567.
I was born by the river in a little tent. Oh, and just like the river, I've been running ever since. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know.
Did you know that California was never supposed to be just one state? Before the state was formed in 1850, there was discussion of forming three states instead of one. California has an area larger than seven East Coast states combined, and it takes 14 hours to drive from one end of the state to the other. California is simply too large to govern. Rural communities are being outvoted by more densely populated areas. The state of Jefferson is the solution. Please visit SOJ51.net to show your support.
Hi, Linda Bott here from KCNR.
And Nathan Parmalee from Reading's own Civic Auditorium.
The Reading Civic is bringing the excitement to its newly updated theater. The 2015-2016 season promises to wow you and include a 15% savings option when you purchase tickets to three or more shows.
So start your holiday season with the exquisite artistry of Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker. Enjoy heartfelt Christmas classics with the Oak Ridge Boys Christmas Show and take in the stunning debut of the Civic's very own production of Christmas Carol, A Love Story.
2016 kicks off with the pop culture phenomenon of Flashdance the Musical,
the devilishly funny production of C.S. Lewis's Screwtape Letters,
the wildly theatrical show Blue Man Group, and the fun family experience of Chris Perandi's Stunt Dog Experience.
For tickets and more, visit ReadingCivic.com or the Reading Civic box office.
See you at the show!
Do you think that the government is going to take care of you?
Do you believe the government is telling you the truth?
Do you believe mainstream media is telling you the truth?
Do you believe unemployment has gone down?
Do you think that printing money out of thin air and charging interest on it is constitutional?
Do you think it's right to enslave the next generation with debt?
Do you believe that we are following the Constitution as intended by our founders?
Are you self-reliant?
Are you ready for the economic collapse that is coming? Do you want the truth?
Sovereign Minds Radio moves to a new time, 9 to 11 a.m. Sundays. Sovereign Minds Radio, the place to get your news before the revolution starts.
Uncle Bob, where did Mount Shasta Springwater come from?
Well, you see, we get wrung out of the clouds as we pass over the top of Mount Shasta. Then we become part of huge glaciers. Then we flow through miles of volcanic rocks. Then we pop out of a spring at the base of Mount Shasta.
Uncle Bob, where did I come from?
You'll have to ask your parents about that one.
Pure and simple, naturally the best. Mount Shasta Springwater.
For free delivery and setup, call 1-800-922-6227.
Or go to MountShastaSpringwater.com.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
He's looking around the room, won't tell you.
welcome back to the Jefferson State of Mind once again. So we've been sitting here talking this morning about some of the things that are going on with Jefferson and the good things that are happening and the amount of people that are coming on board with Jefferson and working for Jefferson and starting to understand and support Jefferson. When you start to get discouraged or you start to feel the grind of what's going on and the work weighs on you heavy, look at where we were 2 years ago. From zero to where we are now, it's amazing what has been accomplished. The will of the people is amazing. The drive of the people that have done so much with nothing in so little time. You look at what the state of Jefferson has accomplished in the last 2 years, and then look those people in the eye and tell them they couldn't make a go of their own state. It's kind of a ridiculous argument if you look at it that way. But getting back into why Jefferson is so vital, as I was talking about, we are the tip of the spear. We are the beachhead. You know, we are one of the landing zones for what can transform our country back to what it was, to untransform it from what it has been turned into by an active anti-American, anti-people coalition in our administration and in our capitals that are actively attempting to destroy us, destroy our way of life, and place us under the authority of a new world order. I mean, I'm so tired of dodging around these questions and these things. I'm tired of watching people play the politically correct game of nonsense. That's one of the reasons that we continue to lose, is because nobody is willing to stand up and say what needs to be said anymore because, oh, someone might be offended, or, oh, you can't say that. Well, according to the First Amendment, I got a right to offend whoever I want, and I'm going to do it. Because some people need offended. Some people are offensive, and they need to be called on it. Some things are offensive and anathema to this country. And I am so tired of watching the gelatinous masses of spineless jellyfish that will not do anything to protect our people. And here's a perfect example that I want to get into today. And one of the things that I'm going to be actively working on is the gun rights in America. I am so tired of our people's protection and safety being illegally and wrongfully surrendered to meet an agenda that is attempting to deceptively disarm the people of this country so that they cannot protect themselves from their government when they come for them. And that's exactly what's going on. And the politicizing of things like these shootings and some of the things that are going on. And one of the things that I want to see in the state of Jefferson is open carry. And there will not be any such thing as a gun-free zone. Because a gun-free zone translates to a killing field. It translates to people unprotected, innocent, no way to defend themselves, completely exposed. And completely exposed because of the government that we have elected and because of these spineless, gelatinous masses that won't do anything because they're worried that the lefties might say something bad about them or the progressive commies might say something bad about their news, you know, or give them some bad press. And one of the things I really want to say to bring this home is I'm sure many of you are aware of the shooting in Roseburg this past week. Well, one of my friends, actually a former roommate out of Humboldt County, was killed up there in Roseburg. And he wasn't killed because of the gun. He was killed because of hate. He was killed because he was a Christian. And because he dared to stand up and say that he was Christian, he was murdered. And he was murdered by hate. And it is a hate that has been exonerated. It has been enabled, it has been fostered and loved and cared for and suckled by this administration. It is a hatred of this country, it is a hatred of its citizens, it is a hatred of Christians. And this administration has actively fostered it, nursed it, breathed life into it, and then has actively done everything that it can to remove the protections of her fellow citizens. Because I'll tell you something, if that wasn't a gun-free zone, my friend and many other people up there that day would have had a gun and would probably be alive now. So when I want to hear the debate about, oh, remove the guns or take the guns away or any of this other nonsense, it's time to stop pandering. It's time to stop nonsense. It's time to stop trying to negotiate or explain away or compromise with this. There is no compromise with criminals. They're going to be criminals. If they are intent upon doing harm to someone, they're going to do it. You are not going to stop them. Stop thinking that the law is there to prevent crime. You can't prevent crime. The law is there to punish and restore a sense of justice to the society that has been wronged. The law is nothing more than closing the barn door after the horse is out, but we have no other options with it because there is no preventative maintenance with criminals, with murderers, with killers. There's no way to stop them. You can't disarm them. The only people that you're disarming is the innocents. And I am tired of the excuses, and I am tired of the nonsense. I am tired of our nation being hit and destroyed. Well, the people that we elect are good guys, spinelessly sit back and they talk about, oh, well, the math of Congress doesn't add up, or the news might say something bad, or I'm really tired of people saying bad things about me because I'm not doing the right thing. You know, and some of our elected officials, and I want to get to something here. We do have a caller, but, you know, maybe the problem is our fault because some of our elected officials have been saying something all along and we haven't been listening. Hey, I'm the same guy that I was when you elected me. Hey, I'm just a simple guy. And maybe our fault is not listening to that. Maybe that's absolutely right. Maybe they are the same guy. Maybe they are just a simple guy. But we don't need a simple guy. We need a leader. We need a John Wayne. We need somebody with the testicular fortitude to stand against the storm and fight. We don't need a simple man. We don't need an okie doke. We need a leader. We need a lot of leaders in this country, and we need people that'll stand up and make the hard choice, that'll make the hard decision. And the only way that we're going to get that is if people now start to stand up yourselves. Run for office. Get in the fight. It's ugly. It's nasty. Nobody wants to do it. It's dirty work. It's, you know, the last couple of years that the things that I have seen, I can understand exactly why no good person wants to touch politics or anything to do with it. But we got to get our hands on it because I'm tired of taking casualties. So with that, I'm going to go to our caller here, Ron in Reading.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay. The other morning, I was listening to Peters, and somebody, or he said something about Mr. LaMalfa voted for that Planned Parenthood.
Yes, Mr. LaMalfa voted to continue funding the murder of children.
Right. I couldn't believe that. And another question, did he vote for or against the labeling of the GMOs?
He voted for it. He voted for the Monsanto Dark Act.
So he voted for what Monsanto told him to vote for, I'm surmising.
Yes.
I guess. Monsanto tells him how to vote, is what I'm guessing.
Well, I think you could very easily make that case.
Okay. And where do you find out about where our elected representatives vote? I mean, how they vote. Where do you find? It's on the computer somewhere, but I don't know where it's at.
Actually, you just look up the House of Representatives.
Okay.
And they have the legislation that is passed. They have the legislation that's in committee. They have the legislation that's being written. That's the amendments to it. Who voted for what amendments? It's all pretty transparent if you look.
Okay. Somebody was telling me that he wouldn't tell them what he was going to vote for until after I vote, you could look and find out. That sounds like Nancy Pelosi with the with the health care bill Mr. Obama put on.
Well, that was one of the things that went on when you know, he was getting hammered for voting for John Boehner to, as Speaker of the House, and said, oh, there was nobody else to vote for, even though 25 other people found someone to vote for. You know, and when he was getting hammered on the TPA that, oh, it doesn't, you know, it doesn't realign the Constitution, it doesn't undermine the Constitution, it doesn't put American interest in the international courts and all these other things that have turned out to be absolutely false. When he was getting hammered over those things, the response of his office is when people started calling to ask him his position was, we'll send out an email after the congressman votes.
Okay. My last question is, where do you get the Shasta Lantern? Or can you subscribe to it, or how do you get it?
You can subscribe to it.
Okay.
You can give us a call on Monday morning about 10 o'clock at 530-201-0101. And we can set you up that way. It's also available at places like Jones's Fort, many of the gas stations around Redding. It is out and about, but your best way to guaranteed get it is to get a subscription.
Okay.
Because they've started disappearing very quickly from gas stations and things like that. They don't stay out there very long.
Okay, I guess I don't patronize the right gas stations or something, but I just never see it, so... That's what I'm interested in now. So anyway.
Yeah, you can find them at AMPMs and you know, places like that.
Okay. Okay, I think I'll just try to call you and subscribe then. So.
All right.
Okay,
I appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. All right, we've got Bob in Redding, and then we're going to have to scoot off to our break. Bob, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, Bob, how's it going?
Doing fine, Rob. Yourself? What you're talking about, all these guns and the murders and stuff up in Oregon and everything. And in our Constitution that was originally written, we are supposed to carry guns to protect the United States of America. Whatever happened to that part of our government? Instead of telling us now we can't have it, then it breaks down to the states, you have to get a carrying permit. I'm a Minuteman of the United States of America. My sheriff here in Redding searches me now and then because I don't have a carrying permit, but I do carry a gun. And it is just going to be that way because... I believe in the government, I believe in the United States, and I'm going to protect her for all she's worth.
Well,
and the other thing I got to say about Doug LaMalfa, I remember when he come to be elected, he come to the tea parties and all that stuff to tell us what kind of great guy he's going to be and what he's going to do for us. And I asked him a question straight on. You're a farmer. Why are you going to Congress, to House of Representatives? He wouldn't talk to me no more. Okay, he would not answer that question. Now, he votes for the TPA thing. Why does he do that? Because his rice now is a more open market. In China, Asia, and all over that part of the continent. So what does that do for him? It brings him more money. And that's what this is about. It's about Doug LaMalfa. It is not about the people in Northern California.
Absolutely not.
So, you know, this is just the way I feel.
Well, I have to agree with you, Bob. It's not about us, and I think part of it is he feels very comfortable. He knows that there's no one to take him on. He doesn't have to represent us because who's going to run against him?
Yeah.
And the thing is that we need to. We need to stand up, whoever that is. And
we need to find a person to run against him.
We need
that we can blow him out of the water. We're tired of this stuff.
I want someone that will be a John Wayne, that'll be a meat-eating, carnivorous, red-blooded American that is ready to take this country back. that will stand and that will fight tooth and nail for everything. I'm tired of the jellyfish.
I wish I had the knowledge and I went to school more when I was a young man, because I sure would run if, because I don't like this going on, and I'd sure love to run, but I just don't feel I have the knowledge of doing the things that need to be done and do it properly.
Well, that didn't stop Doug LaMalfa.
Yeah, yes.
All right, we got to break off here
right
to our last break. And real quick, I guess I gave the wrong number. I thought I gave the right number, but the appropriate number to subscribe to the Shasta Lantern is 221-0101. That's 221-0101. And we'll be right back.
Trading is coming to Reading for a very special solo evening performance at the Cascade Theater. This diva, known for her passionate guitar and soulful vocals, is on her last large-scale tour, and she's doing it solo. An intimate evening with a powerhouse, Joan Armatrading, at the Cascade, October 22nd. Get tickets now at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant on Friday, October 16th at 7:30 a.m. on Free Fire Radio here on AM 1460 KCNR.
Grace Place Tea House is now serving gourmet teas, Pete's coffee, and delectable treats. All proceeds from Grace Place benefit Compass Shining Care, a local nonprofit committed to extending compassion and hope, enhancing the quality of life for individuals, families, and the overall community. Right in the heart of downtown at 1448 Pine Street. So stop in, enjoy a special drink while you relax and rejuvenate. Grace Place is what we are all about. A place of grace.
When I turned 18, I couldn't wait to vote. After all, voting is a privilege for all Americans, right? Then I did the math. Did you know that the northern third of California only has 3 out of 80 seats in the Assembly and 3 out of 40 seats in the Senate? Northern California has no representation, and my vote doesn't count. Splitting from California and forming the state of Jefferson is the only remedy. Please visit SOJ51.net for more information. Please donate now to help restore representation.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
The voice in my head. Hey, it's telling me that I should stay in my bed because it's 2 in the night. Why can't I sleep when it's 2 in the night? Because the fire in my soul. Hey, the fire in my soul got me ready to fight, and I'm ready for war. Over. You know I've been so lost in translation, like I'm fighting for truth in Babylon, trying to find my peace in the zone of war.
Even when the day comes,
yeah.
Even when the day comes, even when the day comes.
Welcome back to the Jefferson State of Mind. We're down to our last 5 minutes here. Make sure to stay tuned for Sovereign Minds coming up here in just a little bit. And real quick, we're going to go to the phones. We've got another caller. Terry, you there?
I'm here. How are you doing, Red?
I'm doing, Terry.
Okay. Doug LaMalfa posted on his website the reason he voted for the continuing resolution is it contains no more new money for Planned Parenthood. So that just means it's the same old $500 million they give them, but it contains no new money, number one.
Oh, well, that makes everything better.
Number two, you know, you were in Corning, as I was, and Sal and Pete Peters, all those folks, and he and I had a bit of a banter back and forth where he actually admitted he was wrong about something. Point is that the man is not standing up for us, and the man is not even, he doesn't stand up anyway. No, there's no one there that's trying to give him a run for his money because no one is willing to say, hey, this is the truth. This is what's going on. This is what you're doing. This is what the people want. And to be in a position to know that he is a 10 on the heritage scale, which means no one can take him out only because of the fact that no one will run against him, they can stand up against him, you know, that's just a real shame. We need to do something. You're absolutely correct.
Yeah, and it's not just Doug. It's a lot of people. I am tired of the surrender and the pander and the smile and nod okie doke. I'm tired of it. And you know,
well, I really don't know what happened to him. I know that even Trish Clark had mentioned on Carl Bott show that basically, and she made the statement. She said that basically, Doug LaMalfa's in there for his few buddies, his few crony buddies, and himself, and that was it. And Carl even said, well, are you really saying that he doesn't represent us all? And she said, that's exactly what I'm saying. And I know Carl even had noticed that his attitude with Carl was very short. I mean, really and truly, for someone who we all believed in, and I know I voted for him, I mean, we all believed with such a hero, we believed what he said. And he has voted against us five times. We would have been better off with Heidi Hall. We'd be 2-for-5. That's a 400 batting average for a baseball player.
That's true. But, you know, I think maybe in a way, Doug's been telling us all along. He's said it. I haven't changed who I am. I'm just a simple guy. And, you know, maybe the fault is ours, is we've expected way too much from this guy because he isn't what we need. We need someone that has a fierce leadership, that has a superior quality to their character, that has a spine of steel and an ability to understand fundamentally the contest that we're in and the intelligence to negotiate that, and that's not Doug. And I think Doug's been trying to tell us when he says, hey, I'm the same guy, I'm just a simple guy. He's right. And maybe if we had a government that was working and in a system that was functional, then Doug would be fine because he is a good guy at heart and he'd be able to carry on, but he is not the job for this fight. He is not a war captain. And I think he's been trying to tell us, and we're just not listening.
Well,
he's been trying to tell us that he's not the man for the job.
Well, Clint Eastwood had said that a man knows his limitations. I wish that Doug knew his, and I agree with everything he just said. I'm just amazed at how he can still hang in there. If it were me and I was his personality, I'd probably just step down.
Well, why should he?
Well, again, if he's the nice guy we all think he is, why would you continue to roll along if it wasn't just for your own benefit?
Well, you know, sometimes people need a little push out of the nest.
All right, my friend, keep up the good work.
All right. So we are down here to our last minute. There are some things that we didn't get to, a lot of phone calls today. But get out there. Run for office. It's reasons like these that I are standing for people that I know will fight. People like Steve Baird for Senate District 1 here in California. People like Janet Chandler for District 3 here in Shasta County for Board of Supervisors. I was hoping to talk about that a little bit more, but we are out of time. Until then, keep it yours, Jefferson. Stand up and don't take any more excuses. No more excuses.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
I'm Michael Harrington. High water up and down the East Coast after days of rain. Some of the worst of it is in South Carolina.
Homes are being flooded, and the people that have gotten out on the roadway and their vehicles have washed over to the side of the road. And most of our efforts right now are focused on those rescue of the people in their homes and from the vehicles.
That's Sam Hodge of Georgetown County Emergency Management. The city of Charleston has been partially inundated, 60 intersections and roads underwater today. A long-shot campaign for House Speaker launched this morning on Fox News by Republican Congressman Jason Chaffetz of Utah.
I think the American public wants to see a change. They want a fresh start.
He takes on House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy of California. The vote is set for Thursday. Should the U.S. allow more Syrian refugees into the country? GOP presidential candidate Marco Rubio says yes.